Hello and thanks for downloading and subscribing. This is That Nerd Dad Podcast. I am That Nerd Dad, Joe Williamson. How are you? We're going to do something a little differently today. We have a guest, but the guest is me. So I've had this idea for about a week now, and I want to play with it. You're invited to play along. Here's what we're going to do. I've had a bunch of things kind of happen either in my life or related to the show that I want to talk to you about. However, I also don't want to kind of drone on and on and on. So to break it up, I'm going to use the help of a virtual assistant to ask me questions, to which I will respond to them, and maybe we'll have a little fun along the way. So that's what we're doing. Today's guest is me. Let's see how this works.
Our guest today is That Nerd Dad, Joe Williamson. Welcome, Joe.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It seems like you had a really big week last week. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the week started strong for That Nerd Dad Podcast, and I guess I should say thank you to anyone who might be listening at this point in time, because it started strong. It started on the charts. Now, I don't take the charting too seriously, but it certainly helps. Every little bit helps. So it charted, and it doesn't chart every week, and it charted quite high. We were at one point in time one of the top 100 parenting podcasts in Canada. We're like 86. We were way up there in terms of my expectations. Almost the highest I've ever been ranked. And that momentum kind of carried forward. And then out of the blue, I got a message from CTV News. It's a national network up here in Canada. And they reached out to me and they said, hey, we'd love to have you on as a guest for our new show, The Debate. It's been on since about May. And they were just inquiring if I might be interested. I was.
So, just out of the blue, they reached out to you? You didn't reach out to them?
No, which is why it was so suspicious to me. To be honest, I took the person's, the producer's name and Googled them. And then I looked at their Twitter page and I wanted to make sure it was legitimate, that I was responding to a human being who was not trying to catfish me. So once I was sure that who I was talking to was a real human being, I responded, absolutely, I'd love to. And I had like one question at the time, and that was just, how early in advance do I get the debate topics? Because she described it as a hot topic show. And look, I don't want to make an ass out of myself on network TV, so I wanted to be at least a little prepared. And thankfully, she said, we get them about 4 or 5 hours ahead of time at least, which is plenty of time to do a bit of research and compile my thoughts.
So how was the experience?
It was good. I had obviously never experienced anything like that before. It was all virtual. I had to use Skype, which I can't say I've ever used, but I sure as hell pretended like I'm very comfortable using Skype. And thankfully, the debate topics were very lighthearted. I didn't really even promote that I was going to be on it because I was kind of nervous. Still had the butterflies, and I was like, what if I do a terrible job? I don't want to embarrass myself. But then they tweeted out that I was going to be on the show to kind of promote it. I latched onto that. I promoted it a little bit. And then the next day after it had aired, and I felt like I had done a really good job, and I'm going to toot my own horn a bit. Yeah, I felt like I did a really good job. Then I was comfortable sharing it, and I kind of spread the word around social media. And, you know, I've been at this almost 3 years now. This was one of the biggest bits of response I've received from people. You can do your own thing. You can grind it out, and you can get make progress every day. But there is still something about network television that perks up people and kind of goes, oh, this is legitimate. So thank you to anyone who may be tuning in for the first time as a result of my appearance on CTV News The Debate. I, of course, sent them a very courteous thank you for letting me appear on the show, told them I had a great time, and I think there's some interest about me maybe coming back. So stay tuned, maybe another appearance in the future.
I also understand you had a great moment with your oldest son and it involved Pokemon.
Oh, telling this story is going to make my heart melt. So in our house, we like Pokemon. We like nerdy things. But up until recently, we've only ever kind of collected the cards, looked at the artwork, maybe played Pokemon, but more or less making up our own rules with the cards. We never actually played the game per se. But a friend of mine who does play the card game said he was going to go to a tournament and invited myself and my son along and kind of said, why don't you try to pick it up? We'll go have some fun. Sure. Why not? So in order to prepare, I found this great playlist on the Pokemon channel, the official Pokemon YouTube channel, that walks you through how to play the game. It's like 27 one-minute videos. And I watched that a couple of times. And then my son watched it as well. And then we practiced with the cards we had around the house. And we thought, okay, we're ready to go to our first Pokemon tournament. So we get to the tournament, and it's not what I was expecting at all. I don't know why I was expecting more children, but there was a lot of grown-ass men there. A lot of virgins. I don't want to disparage the community I was with, but it was like that episode of South Park with the guys in the basement when they're playing World of Warcraft. Yeah, it was very much in that vein. So, but we sat down and we were ready to play. It just so happens, the first round of the tournament, we got to face my friend, which was convenient because it gave us a bit of a confidence boost. We could play a little bit more informally as we helped to understand the rules. And we beat him. We beat my friend. We lost the next two games, but we weren't out of it. It wasn't like we got crushed. We were competitive. It was a really nice community. I introduced myself. I introduced my son. I explained that we were in our first tournament. We explained that this was our first time playing in this kind of environment. And the community was really welcoming and understanding. And it went really well. But the reason why this story is worth telling is because of the fallout's not the right word. But as a result of engaging in one of my son's interests, man, did I receive some good love points from him that day. Like, he's not the most super affectionate child, but there he was. Daddy, I love you so much. Thank you so much for playing with me, Daddy. Daddy, this was so much fun. Daddy, can we do it again? Daddy, you should start your own Pokemon card collection. And over and over and over. And then at the end of the night, when it came time for bedtime, I'm usually the last person he wants to put him to bed. Normally, he prefers my wife or his aunt if she's there. But that night, Daddy, can you put me to bed? And we talked Pokemon right until he fell asleep. And it was just one of those parenting moments. Parenting is hard. Parenting is not easy. Parenting sometimes downright sucks. But damn if it wasn't one of those moments where I was like, this is the good stuff. This is why we do it.
And that's all because you showed an interest in something he cared about.
I mean, essentially, yeah. That's all I did. I took an interest that was kind of mutual to begin with, but I leaned into it. I leaned hard into it. And wouldn't you know it, I think I found a new hobby for myself. I think I might like playing the Pokemon trading card game more than he does. Games have always been something I enjoy. I love competitive. I love sportsmanship. I love card games especially. And there was a part of me that always wanted to learn something like Magic the Gathering. I think at one point in time I even bought a deck to try and figure it out. And I could not. I was not smart or nerdy enough to figure out Magic the Gathering. I was never able to find a group to play Dungeons and Dragons with. But I like Catan. I like all those exploding kittens, unicorns, whatever the hell they are. I like all those games. And I always kind of had an interest in this sort of thing. So the fact that I was able to kind of latch onto it and lean into it, holy, did the benefits pay off almost immediately. And now I'm able to start stealing time away from screens. Because now when things are kind of a little, maybe a little dull around the house, why don't we play a game of Pokemon? The other day I said, "Hey, why don't we play a game of Pokemon?" And he said, "Nah, I want to watch what I'm watching." So I said to my wife, I'm like, "Hey, come play Pokemon." She's like, "I don't know how to play." I said, "I'm gonna teach you," and he's gonna come help. And as soon as she sat down to play a match against me, he turned the TV off, he walked over, and tried to help my wife learn Pokemon. So, just a win on all fronts. And I'm gonna encourage this hobby. I don't even care if it becomes expensive. There's just good conversations, and even during the tournament, I didn't even mention this the first time I talked about it. The idea of like gamesmanship. So, well, sometimes we would pick up a card and it was a good card, and he'd get excited and he'd go, "Oh!" And I go, "Don't do that. Don't, calm down. This person's about to beat us. Have respect for the game and have respect for the interaction." And displaying that as well. Not just telling him, but also displaying it. And setting those examples. I think that those little moments, things that are generally thrown away moments, are so important to a child's development. How to stand in line at Wonderland. How to compete. How to win, how to lose. How to react, and how to ignore bad words, because as I said, this was a room full of grown ass men playing Pokemon, and there was a lot of fuck, ah, fuck, just bullshit kind of being said, and I was kind of looked at him, I was like, "That's you hear those?" And he's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "We're not gonna say those, are we?" He's like, "No." So take those moments and teach and educate and bond with your kid, man. Just lean into them.
And all this was in the span of 1 week.
It was all in the span of 1 week. And there's some greater message in here about hard work and patience paying off, both on a parenting front as well as a, I don't want to call this professional, but as well as like a personal front, personal and parenting front. I try to learn my lesson to become a better parent every day. I try to absorb from others. I've been dabbling into stoicism recently and trying to find some patience from those teachings. And as I said before, the podcast is like 3 years on now. October will be 3 years. I've been working with Dean Blundell, Cryer Media, deanblundell.com, whatever you want to say, for going on 3 years as well. I think I started with them in August, so I'm getting close to 3 years with them. The podcast will be 3 years old in October. And I made network TV this week. Like, those gains happen over time. You just have to be patient and keep working at it a little bit every day. Progress will happen. That's all I can. That's like, I guess I kind of want to wrap on that is say, if you work at something, whatever it is, and you're patient with yourself, because it's not going to happen overnight. You're not going to be a good parent right away. You're gonna have to work at it. You're gonna have to learn some lessons along the way. If you start a hobby, you're not going to be good at it right away. You're going to learn some lessons. You're going to learn some things. You're going to make some mistakes. But if you just keep putting away at it, you'll find those moments of success that make all of the mistakes and all of the effort worthwhile. And I had it happen twice in 1 week. Now, I might hit a dry spell for a little while. And I might have to go back to just making these small incremental gains. But then it's going to hit. And it's going to be totally worth it because I know all the effort that I've gone into it. And I will leave you with that. Thanks for having me on your show, Joe.
It was my pleasure. He is that nerd dad on all the socials. Be sure to subscribe and follow.
All right, that was weird. That was fun. I don't think I'm going to do it again. Maybe I will. Let me know if you liked it. If you listened to this episode, if you watched this episode, let me know what your thoughts were on me interviewing myself. I don't know what I'm doing. It's the best part about not being a professional. I can do stuff like that. I can experiment. If you hate it, this will become known as the most hated episode in that nerd dad history. Maybe you loved it and thought it was interesting. I don't know. Let me know. I want to thank you sincerely. I say this a lot towards the end of every show. There's like a moment where I get real serious and it's always like just thanking you. But thank you so much for everything. The comments, the referrals, just everything. Just everything. Thank you so much for all of it. And as always, be well, be safe, and
thanks for listening.
Damn.
What happens when we play outside? We become healthier, both mentally and physically. We become more creative and more focused. We connect with nature, each other, and ourselves. Let's Take This Outside, a new podcast hosted by me, Marianne Iveson, an aspiring outdoor athlete and nature lover. I speak to athletes, outdoor professionals, and scientists about their connection to nature, how it affects their performance and everyday life. Let's Take This Outside, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and at letstakethisoutside.ca.
It is your favorite girl. That's right, it's the Ali Mars, the one and the only. Everyone else just ain't me. I am the host of Welcome to Mars, a lifestyle podcast where nothing is off the table. I have come a long way from sex and dating and have transformed the new vibe to all things lifestyle. We still talk sex, but I'm more interested in the journey, where people have come from, how they made it, and where they're going. Subscribe or follow to a brand new look and a brand new era. Welcome to Mars.
Subscribe or follow on Apple, Spotify, Google, or at theallymars.com.
Because even with the new look, I'm still that same bitch you love to hate.